gives to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
720 WGN, it is Dane here with you in the Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago. And in studio with us, we have Taylor Bloom, Ben Cooley, the guys from the Simon and Garfunkel Story in town. And so not only bringing what it is that you're doing on the physical embodiment side, right, but you're also bringing the music, the iconic songs. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So this is it. You know, it's one thing, you know, any musician out there that wants to go ahead and have a career, you know, and have great songs and get to do things and have people love what it is you're doing, get that feedback from the audience. This is, I think, advice, right? This is word to the wise, is just start with an iconic group like Simon and Garfunkel.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, you can't lose, yeah. Right?
No, it's true. You kind of get to inherit a whole group of fans. You
yeah,
know?
It's, yeah.
You go out and play the songs and, you know, the people really, really love it. You know, they love the music.
Now, a little bit earlier, we were talking with one of our colleagues about taking, you know, the story of great artists, great music, and kind of translating into like a theater type experience. And you guys, you mentioned off the air, you're doing a concert, right? It's a concert, but also there's a little bit of kind of back and forth, and you're kind of telling the story. So what parts of it outside of the music do you give maybe a little background into the writing of the music, or maybe the time period when those songs came out and had that impact?
Yeah. It's mostly we kind of go through their music chronologically, and at the same time, in between a couple of the songs, just, you know, give background of what was happening in the world at that time, maybe what influenced them to write those songs or that album.
And there's an extra element as well, which is there's an audiovisual part of the show that's like there's this massive, gorgeous projection screen that is behind the band that really helps to tell that story, whether it's the story of where Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel were in their lives during the time that the songs were written or what was happening in the world.
Well, talk a little bit about that for the people that everyone knows the songs, but not everyone is familiar, you know, with the artists or kind of the genesis of the band. So this wasn't one of those, you know, everybody gets together and they create a boy band in sync, right? And it's just all kind of manufactured in the laboratory, right? This was sort of a natural thing that came together.
Yeah, it was. It was very organic, you know. They not to give too much away, but they tried their hand at playing together as teenagers, actually, before they were Simon and Garfunkel. Mm-hmm. And then it was fortuitous. They got to sort of ride the wave of folk music, which was just the right thing for the two of them. The path to that career is really interesting. It's part of what makes the show so fun.
Well, the songs are going to be there. You know that that's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys have, like you said, the screen and kind of takes us through time, through that journey. When you think about other things that have translated into other types of entertainment as opposed to the original music, and we brought up, you know, whether it was with Queen or with Elton John, you know, you've got this sort of flamboyance. There's almost like a story to tell. But you guys, I think, are telling a story that maybe is unknown to a lot of people, because you think of Simon and Garfunkel, and I do at first blush, 10,000 foot thought process. You know, you think of the music, you think of the presence in some of the cinematic situations, you think of the impact that it had on the industry, but for themselves, it was kind of a private situation. They sort of disagreed at times or had arguments or didn't get along, but it wasn't like laser light show, smoke machine. It wasn't as crazy, right? Or was it? Is there something we don't know?
It was just the two of them, you know, and so a lot of even the biggest Simon and Garfunkel fans, no one really knows for sure, like what you know brought them apart when they eventually broke up. And I think it's the reason it's such a mystery is because it's just between the two of them. It's an interpersonal thing, and you know, it's just these two guys who've known each other almost their whole lives, who've been working together for a long time, and they both put a lot of themselves into it, and so that's part of what makes the story so interesting.
So Ben, you obviously physically resemble our Garfunkel. Now, is this your real hair, or is
yes, my real hair?
So
is
did people
nice and
say
puffy.
No? But it looks great, right? He's a good looking guy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But did people come to you and did they say like, hey, you kind of remind me of that? Or once you got into it, is this how you got the part?
It was definitely part of it. I remember my first audition, the director was just, after I sang,
he didn't even
like,
make you sing,
well,
right?
Well, you look like him. And I was like, I thought that was part of it. And,
so funny. That's so funny. But you sang beautifully in the audition.
Yes, I did.
You did.
Hopefully. In studio, we've got Taylor Bloom and Ben Cooley. They are the principals, the physical embodiment of Simon and Garfunkel for the Simon and Garfunkel story. But a little background on you guys. So what's your, like, how did you get into this? You don't just start off, unless, of course, you do, but you start off somewhere else and you get into this role.
Yeah. Both of us have backgrounds in theater. We both studied theater in school. I've played guitar over half my life since I was, I think, 11. My older brother taught me some stuff, and then I've just been sort of like fiddling around for a while. And it was a very, very lucky kind of happenstance. I moved to New York City after graduating from school and happened to see, you know, an audition listing. And I was like, hey, I play guitar. Like, let me go in for that. I didn't have a permanent residence in New York City yet. I didn't have any of my stuff with me. I had to borrow a friend's guitar.
Wow.
But I went and auditioned. And it was funny. It was at the end of rather what I imagine was a long day for the production team. And it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I played the boxer. And I just remember looking up at the end, and they were all like,
they were crying or something?
They were just like, we finally have one.
Nice.
Yay.
And mine was, I guess, a little similar in terms of growing up. My family was very much a theater family. Both my parents were, my dad was on Broadway and my mom studied theater in college. And growing up, I guess they never really, they didn't like push me in that direction, but it kind of happened that I would end up studying theater in college as well. And I'm from New York City. I grew up in Queens, so I moved back home after college and saw the audition, went on in, and yeah, the rest is history.
Nailed it. I can attest. I was there.
Wow.
Did a beautiful job.
He was there.
For more information about these guys and the production and everything involved with it, it is The Simon and Garfunkel Story. .com, the Simon and Garfunkel Story.com, Broadway in Chicago. Of course, I think you can get on there and find out where the tickets are. Now, here's the other thing, and one of the final things to it, you can be music fans, you can love music, you can be familiar with it, sort of. You guys are super young guys. They've been selling 100 million albums since 1965, so it's before your time. Did you have to, how acquainted were you beforehand, and how easy was it to get in there, know those songs, learn those songs, and play them?
Mm-hmm. I probably knew just a handful, you know.
Yeah.
Your average person my age who could probably recognize the radio hits, you know, like Mrs. Robinson, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Sound of Silence, The Boxer. And my first step in working on the show was just listen to all the music, you know. And that part, I mean, that was a great way if that's what your day at work is, that's like a really, you're having a great day. Just like listening to, you know, Simon and Garfunkel's canon of music, like, you can't beat that, you know.
Yeah.
And Ben, were you familiar? Obviously, you've heard of them, right?
But right. I had heard of them and a couple of their songs, Sound of Silence, Bridge Over Troubled Water, you know, the real big ones. I always say that to people who are like, come see the show. And they're like, I mean, I don't really know their music. And I always say that you probably know more than you realize.
Right.
So as I was learning all the songs that we do in the show, I was like, oh, this one, you know, I forget which ones it was. But, you know, you recognize more than you think you would.
Taylor Bloom, Ben Cooley, they are the stars of Simon and Garfunkel, the story. Go to BroadwayInChicago.com, the Simon and Garfunkel Story.com for more information about them. And last thing, one of the great things, and I think one of the unique things about Simon and Garfunkel is they came together, like you said, early on, they were doing their own thing. They got together, magic happened. They're one of the bands that I think really exemplifies the whole greater than the sum of the parts thing. As good as you guys were in your auditions, when you guys got together, was it something where, like, we're good by ourselves, but when it comes to this stuff, you know, we're good together?
I think so.
I think so, too. Totally. That's one of the main parts of the audition process is pairing up, like, Pauls and Arts, like people who are doing the Paul role and people who are singing the Art role. And I remember our producer, Ralph Schmidtke, one of the guys who works on bringing this show all over the United States. He tells a story of you know, listening to us harmonizing, you know, in the audition room and being like, oh, okay, nice. And it's just that thing of, it's exactly what you're saying, you know, it's greater than the sum of its parts.
Right.
We're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com. Last 20 seconds, if you guys want to give out, you know, Simon and Garfunkel don't necessarily define you 100%, your social media, where people can follow your adventures online.
Ben?
I mean,
he's like, I'm a private person.
My Instagram is quite long. It's Chuck Norris is my dog. Because I do have a dog, and his name is Chuck Norris.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I'm not on social media, but if you're interested in following around with me, you can go to TaylorBloomActor.com, and we can stay in contact through that.
He's going to be doing so many other things, but in the present day, the Simon & Garfunkel Story.com, again, will have links. Guys, thanks so much for what you're doing. Enjoy your time in Chicago. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.